the filter was not taken off. We really hear what Jackie Robinson heard, which was a repugnant manager of the Phillies using every racial epithet that he could throw at Jackie, and was doing so unrepentantly. And then they also get to see the backstory to a famous photo that the National League president had arranged, where Ben Chapman and Jackie Robinson were staged as having reconciled their differences. And this is what went over the air to in the newspapers throughout the country. And Americans got to see that, but they didn't really see a lot of the backstory. It was put out for public consumption that baseball is okay with integration, but it wasn't. There was still a lot of resistance. And so 42 does a good job of showing that there was a lot of hostility throughout the 1947 season, even as people kept warming up to this idea of integration.
So, and as someone who is involved in historical, accurate baseball, part of an origins committee, I mean, you're happy with the result?
Well, I'm happy with how they captured the power of the resistance to integration. And they do get a very good job with the filming and the emotion. And the other thing that they really did, which we don't get to see in most depictions of this, is the intense relationship and how alone Jackie was in having to rely on Rachel Robinson. For Rachel Robinson, it was Jack. It wasn't Jackie, it was Jack. And home was a refuge. And she also came to the ballpark to be his support. You really see what sustained them through the year was each other. Now, there are a few Hollywood moments created for effect, and many of those were actually portrayed by one of my favorite actors in Harrison Ford, who does a wonderful job of presenting us a Branch Rickey. And it's the Hollywood Branch Rickey, because we don't see the Branch Rickey who besmirched the Negro Leagues and literally attempted to steal black talent from the Negro Leagues. We see a Branch Rickey who is a moral crusader and believes that integration should happen because it's the right thing. Branch Rickey, at best, was an imperfect ally to civil rights. He pursued integration to bring in black players and to improve his Brooklyn Dodgers. That was always part of Branch Rickey's DNA as a baseball genius, really. He created the St. Louis Cardinals with their farm system, and he succeeded in every place he went until he got to Pittsburgh.
The part that I did not know anything about was that Rickey originally wanted to have three black players introduced in the big leagues.
And the amazing part of that story is historian John Thorne, which you had recently on the program, and Jules Tigeal discovered it in Branch Rickey's papers at the Library of Congress, that Branch Rickey had originally attempted to sign three players, Robinson, Roy Campanella, and Sam Jethro. And what sidetracked that plan was that two of the Negro League team owners, Effa Manley with the Newark Eagles, and the owner of the Cleveland Buckeyes, where Sam Jethro played, they demanded compensation. That's when he changed the story. He changed, literally, in the margins of this document was going to be an article published in Look magazine that it was Branch handwriting says, "Don't, that's not the story. I always intended to tell it to sign one," and edits out the original version of the plan. You know, one would wonder, how does the story change if it was three black men playing on the same team going through the struggle together?
I know players will have wearing the 42 number at Monday's games. Do you think people will develop a new appreciation or a better understanding of Jackie Robinson's story?
They will know the Hollywood Jackie Robinson story. What the movie does not fully flesh out is what goes on with Robinson after 1947. And in fact, we don't see the 1972 Jackie Robinson, who 10 days before he dies is at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. And his reasoning for being there was to keep the one fight that he saw that baseball had not succeeded at. He initially refused the invitation from Louis Kuhn, Commissioner of Baseball, to appear at the 1972 World Series to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the breaking of the color line. And he insisted that baseball had to hire a black manager. And on the stage, the national stage, for the last time, he went down swinging once again. He said, "I would be most proud when I could look down the third base line and see the face of a black manager there." And with those words, Jackie hit his last home run, took his swing, and it took 3 years for it to happen. He was already dead. But Frank Robinson was able to realize the dream that Jackie had for himself and for others. And that part of the baseball integration story is not told in 42, but it's an important part of even Jackie's own fight.